For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. They're celebrating at NASA as its latest Mars lander has touched down on the red planet.
Touchdown confirmed!
A big sigh of relief at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California. That ends a 300-million-mile journey to put the lander InSight on Mars. NASA is presently communicating with InSight, but Administrator Jim Brendenstein was a bit nervous.
I have witnessed these as, I should say, from the sidelines for many years. This is going to be the eighth time that we have a successful landing on Mars. Everybody knock on wood.
InSight is designed to send back data on what lies below the surface of Mars. General Motors says it's slashing 15% of its North American workforce, putting out a plan to lay off nearly 15,000 workers, more than half of them white-collar employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The grim search for bodies in paradise following the deadliest California wildfire in a century continues. 249 people are still unaccounted for. The campfire is now 100% contained, and the skies are clear here in Chico. So far, 88 fire-related deaths statewide in California, where lawmakers next month will consider a bill that is designed to protect utility customers from liability, even if their electrical equipment is found to be the source of wildfires. KCBS reporter Bob Butler.
A bill like this passed after 2017's deadly Wine Country fires. It says state regulators will determine how much the utility can pay without going into bankruptcy.
Whatever they can't afford above that, then that will go back to the ratepayers. So the people who lost their homes will be helping to pay for the damage.
State Senator Jerry Hill agrees if the fire is accidental, but not if the utility is negligent.
Their shareholders should cover that cost. They make over $1.5 billion per year in profit.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congress returns and now faces less than 2 weeks until a possible partial government shutdown. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
December 7th is the deadline for Republicans and Democrats to come to an agreement on a full-year spending plan for a raft of government agencies, including the state and Homeland Security departments. Budgets for the Pentagon and Veterans Affairs departments are not on the clock, so military families are not at risk. Once Congress works out a budget, though, the shutdown threat wouldn't be over until President Trump signs the measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Britain and the EU have finally sealed an agreement governing the UK's departure from the bloc next year. Karen Chalmers has the story.
British Prime Minister Theresa May must now sell the deal to her divided parliament, a huge task considering the intense opposition from pro-Brexit and pro-EU lawmakers alike, to ensure Britain can leave with a minimum of upheaval on March 29th. It's a hard sell. The agreement leaves Britain outside the EU with no say, but still subject to its rules and obligations of membership, at least until the end of 2020. EU leaders, such as Jean-Claude Juncker, were quick to warn that no better offer is available.
This is the best deal possible. This is the only deal possible.
British Prime Minister Theresa May argued that Parliament has a duty to deliver Brexit, as the voters have demanded, by voting to accept the deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.